Where are you?
Driving south down the coast from Durban, the sea is on your left, and rounded green hills stretch away to the right. At this time of year, these hills are covered in head-high sugarcane. Regular paths for tractors trace contour lines along the slopes. 22-wheeler trucks grumble up the highways, loaded with cut cane to feed the area's sugar mills. 85,000 people work growing and milling sugarcane. The South African Sugar Association estimates that 1 million more are dependent on the industry. Cutting cane is the most grueling part of the process. Matanzi Mandameko is a 42-year-old cutter on the Lewisham estate. He describes a typical day of cutting and stacking cane, working his way up the steep slopes from early morning, working sometimes until 7 at night. On an average day, Matanzima will cut and stack more than 4 tons of cane. His daily wage is 53 rand and 19 cents. That's not quite $8 a day. He has been working on this plantation for 17 years, but as a seasonal worker, this long service does not entitle him to much. Along with 60 other cane cutters, Matanzima has now been fired. Union organizer Amos Shinga is fighting to get their jobs back.
They were refusing to work because there were new conditions that were applying in their working place. For instance, water. They were used to get the person who will provide them with water at the field. Now that person was taken away.
This forces workers to walk up to 1.5 miles to the nearest tap. The cane cutters also say their pay has been lowered and they can no longer visit a company clinic. Errol Kukamur is the manager of the Lewisham estate. He says none of this is true.
Nothing changed from last year to this year. The only improvement was the offer of a better wage scale.
He says their basic pay is unchanged. It's a minimum wage set by the Department of Labor. But he has made a change to the system of production bonuses. The new system kicks in later, but rewards productivity better. He also explains that workers are still permitted to go to the clinic, but must get a note from management first.
There were extensive discussions prior to the signing of the contracts, and all questions were answered. The employees actually signed the contracts on the third major meeting. On the fourth, they signed the contracts. On the fifth, they went to work. On the sixth, they refused to go to work.
From the manager's perspective, the cutters went on a wildcat strike at a vital moment in the harvesting season and then refused to negotiate.
They seemed to think that this wasn't that serious. The fact that we were losing an income of some 50 to 60,000 rand a day. And we said to them, guys, you're going to lose your jobs, you'll lose your benefits. Let's talk about it. And they refused.
After an internal hearing, Mr. Kukamur fired the workers. Cutters have been brought in from neighboring farms to harvest the cane. The cane cutters have appealed to the labor courts to overturn their dismissals. But Bekisiza Ntetwa, a 23-year veteran of the estate, has little hope that they will succeed.
We're having a very big problem because we can't provide for our families back there at home. We have school-going children, we have wives, we have sick people that we have to take care of. Now that we are not working, there is no income, there is nothing that we are depending on.